Speaking last month before the United Nations General Assembly, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas warned that he intends to submit documents to start the process of expelling Israel from the United Nations. His reason? Israel's refusal to cede its territory to create a Palestinian state. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, discussing the threat on his podcast Verdict, said if Israel is removed from membership, the United States may itself withdraw from the U.N. Senator Cruz says, if the U.N. expels Israel, the U.S. should halt all funding from America to the U.N. The United States is by far the U.N.'s largest benefactor. In a letter to lawmakers, the senator from Texas wrote, the effort to diplomatically isolate Israel is aimed at ultimately destroying the Jewish state, which is both obscene and antithetical to American national security interests. Now may be a good time to discuss U.S. participation in the United Nations. Israel is not the only point of contention. We should also oppose the ongoing efforts at the UN to make abortion an international human right and its promotion of protected class status based on sexual orientation and gender identity. UN directives often find themselves being debated in Congress. Last week, Congressman Nikema Williams, along with 100 Democrat co-sponsors, introduced a resolution declaring an international right to abortion. According to Stefano Generini, Vice President for Legal Studies with the Center for Family and Human Rights, CFAM, there is no international right to abortion under any treaty ratified by the U.S. government. CFAM's Friday Facts explains that the U.N. Human Rights Committee, which monitors compliance with U.N. civil rights agreements, routinely goes beyond its mandate, calling on governments to decriminalize abortion in all circumstances. Mr. Generini also says a treaty has been drafted that treats lobbying and political activity opposing pro-trans policies as crimes against humanity. The U.S. has leverage at the U.N. Will we use it to stop this stuff? For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.